Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
To Hyman, working in front of the net. He'll walk up!
On your team.
All right, two bits of business for you. Well, one bit of conjecture, but first a bit of business.
The hottest guests in the game.
To be a general manager in this league, every now and then you got to do something outside of the box. Get on the ice,
don't play nice. Access you won't get anywhere else.
Connor McDavid is not going to be denied. At some point, he's just going to pick this team up and put it on his back.
Well, the Edmonton Oilers just went full Harlem Globetrotters on that.
This is Leon Draisaitl.
I'm Darnell Nurse.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas on your home for Oilers hockey. 630 Chad.
And we are live from Rogers Place. Should be a beauty tonight. 642 puck drop. The Vegas Golden Knights, the team that vanquished Edmonton's Stanley Cup playoff dreams last year, in town to take on the Edmonton Oilers. This is Oilers Now. It is brought to you by World of Spas. I'm Bob Stauffer, joined today by Brendan Escott and Derek Scott, as well as Kellen Kennedy. Lots to get to. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home and no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Will he or won't he? Regarding Connor McDavid, well, let's go straight into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Huge selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
Connor McDavid's status, here's Chris Knobloch.
I just have to check. He was on the ice this morning. He's checked with TD, our athletic therapist, and we'll make that decision probably right after this. I just have to check with him. So right now, we don't have a confirmation on if he is or is not playing.
All right. Well, my guess is he will not be playing. And Chris Knobloch added that Connor McDavid understands rest might be better.
I think Connor knows what the big picture is. I believe that he is competitive and wants to contribute as much as possible and not take himself out of the lineup. But I think he understands where our team is at, and also obviously where his body's at and what we are looking for in the future. And you know, I think TD and him have a really good relationship, good conversation, and we'll make that decision right away.
All right, so that's our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Connor McDavid, I would say, you know, 90% that he does not play tonight. I guess you can never say never with Connor McDavid, but logic dictates with a bit of a tweak that he suffered Saturday against Calgary, and I know it's the Vegas Golden Knights, but the reality is they got injuries too, as we bring aboard and welcome back after a couple much-deserved days off. Welcome back to the show, Brendan Escott. Hello, Brendan. How you doing?
A little bit sunburned, not going to lie to you, but happy to be back.
Where did you go? Did you go to Phoenix or where
were you? Yeah, we're in Scottsdale for a couple days.
Yeah, yeah.
No golfing this time around, but a nice wedding and some nice weather as well.
Okay. Not your wedding yet.
No.
Okay. Just to establish, the family that you're marrying into, they are not potentially being the suitors of the Arizona Coyotes, are they?
No. I lobbied for it. He laughed in my face.
Yes.
Just
because
kidding.
He knows how bad of an investment.
Well, it's because everybody likes the idea of the Utah Yetis, don't we?
There we go. All right. So our top story today for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Home and no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Connor McDavid out of lineup. And it is a different animal for Edmonton if they don't have the world's best player, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it's going to be. And I'm curious we see Leon and some of the others rise to that occasion. It's definitely an opportunity, and maybe for nobody more so than Dylan Holloway. Welcome back.
Yeah, and speaking of Dylan Holloway, let's go back in the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear. Chris Knobloch confirms that Holloway will play. He's in tonight.
He's going to play on left wing and pick up where he left off. And obviously, he has a lot of confidence the way he's been playing in Bakersfield, scoring some goals. And, you know, we just like his, obviously, his speed, his tenacity, being able to get in on the forecheck, playing physical. I think he, just provides us a little element that maybe we're lacking a little bit. But, we'll just see
how that line plays tonight.
Edmonton Oilers and the Vegas Golden Knights, the two teams have split two games this season. Back in late November, when the Oilers were in the middle of an eight-game winning streak, the Oilers won 5-4 in overtime at home. And then the Vegas Golden Knights, coming out of the All-Star break, ended Edmonton's 16-game winning streak with a hard-fought 3-1 victory. Here's Chris Knobloch on facing Vegas tonight.
I think anytime there's two good teams, there's that competitive edge. You know, when you look at, you know, obviously the more familiar you are with a team, the more that competitive nature comes out. And, you know, I can't speak on what happened in the playoffs last year and what that atmosphere was like, but I just think Vegas obviously is a good team. We feel we're a good team, and we've kind of, there's always those tests on a match on when you play another good team of, you always want to come out on top.
All right, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is going to be a critical player for the Oilers. He was asked today about how his power play role will potentially change without number 97.
I don't think it changes a whole lot. I might touch it a little more on my side, I guess. But I don't think it'll be a huge huge difference. Maybe I'll be lugging the puck up on the breakout. So I guess that's a little different. I got to go all the way back if it gets dumped out. But other than that, I mean, it's I usually play that side or I go to the middle. It'll probably be the same thing tonight. So I don't think it'll affect it for me personally tonight.
And RNH added that he thinks the Oilers have a lot of versatile players.
Kind of all up and down our lineup. Guys have played with each other all year, and a lot of us have played many years together, so we understand each other's games, and it's not too difficult to kind of jump into a different spot here and there and find that chemistry pretty quick. So I think that's a good thing about our team. And like you said, I mean, there's been some big stretches where lines have stayed the same, and then there's been some where they're changing every few games, and it just gives you a different look and gives you an opportunity to build chemistry with different guys, especially now heading into the playoffs when I'm sure it'll be a little more set.
RNH also shed some insight on the battle between being healthy and playing a little bit banged up versus competition.
Of course, you want to be healthy for the playoffs, and you want to be feeling good going into the playoffs, and it's coming up pretty quick here. But like you said, I mean, it's a good test for us tonight. I'm sure there'll still be some jockeying for position as far as who we're going to end up playing and whatnot. We can't worry too much about that. We just go in every night trying to keep improving our game and trying to collect points and win games. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to keep winning and create that feeling of winning going into the playoffs, and I think that's the important part. And but, yeah, I mean, obviously, if there's something that you need to take care of, now's the time to do it, too.
Edmonton Oilers and the Vegas Golden Knights. Matthias Ekholm had these thoughts on facing Vegas.
Obviously, we have history with them. Obviously, we're fighting with them when there's a possibility of a playoff matchup. So that brings some extra attention to the game. But if it's a statement game, I don't really know. We got greater things in the future than beating the Golden Knights tonight. Obviously, we want to beat them, and we're going to play our best. But at the same time, it's a time of year where we're getting ready and getting into good habits. So am I super results-driven tonight? Probably not. It's more about the process. It's about the way we play the game and get ready for what's coming.
And the Edmonton Oilers are currently ninth in the league in goals against. They are 15th since the All-Star break, undermined by a 29-ranked penalty kill during the All-Star break. The Oilers have the sixth best record in the NHL since the All-Star break. They're 18-9-4. Remember, Edmonton went 24-3 in the final 27 games before the All-Star break. In the last 31 games, 18-9-4, third in the league in goals for, and 15th in goals against overall, which since the All-Star break, and which makes them ninth. But their penalty killing, by the way, was sixth in the league when they went into Vegas back on the sixth. Now, that said, it's dropped all the way down to 15. It should be stated and noted, the Oilers' Matthias Ekholm is the highest scoring, even strength scoring defenseman in the NHL since the All-Star break. And Evan Bouchard is the highest scoring defenseman, period, since the All-Star break, tells you. So that pairing's going pretty good. And Matthias Ekholm had this to say about what he likes about the Oilers team defensive play?
I think the ability to respond has been the greatest thing for us. We know we're not going to be perfect throughout the whole 82 games or even 60 minutes in games, but I feel like there's whenever there is a letdown, there's always a response as well, and that's, I mean, you know, there's going to be times throughout the year where you're not playing absolutely perfect, and rarely it is, but it's all about what your next shift is like and what the next response is, and I do think we've gotten to a place where throughout the whole year, I feel like defensively, like, decent coverage. We've been pretty good. The thing that have hurt us a bit has been off the rush, and especially early on. And I've seen a commitment there too to make that work better. And I thought the other night against Colorado was a really good, I guess, testament to that when we got to Dallas and we didn't play close to anywhere where we wanted to be, but the response was really good. So I feel like that's been a big part of why we've had some success defensively this year.
There you go. That is the Edmonton Oilers' Matias Ekholm. All right, coming up on today's show, Vegas Golden Knights general manager Kelly McCrimmon will join us at 4:35. And at 4:05 today for Abe's Storage Service, Elliot Friedman. A reminder, you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Don't miss Everclear and Sister Hazel live at the River Cree Friday. That's this Friday coming up. Get your tickets now at therivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. So when Edmonton went into the All-Star break, the team had won 16 straight games. And they had killed off 43 out of 46 shorthanded situations. The Oilers' penalty killing again since the All-Star break is 29th in the league, yet they've got the sixth best record. Are you concerned? And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. 29th in the league over a 31-game span is not good enough. Are you concerned about the Oilers' team PK undermining the sort of success for this season? I'd like to get your thoughts. Text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. 3:48 in Edmonton. When we come back, we'll get to the Oilers' game day lineup report for McGuire Financial and NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. Bob Stauffer and Rogers Place back in the 630 Chet Studios. Brendan Escott, Derek Scott, and you are listening to Oilers Now.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 Chat.
3:51 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott, Derek Scott joining you on Oilers Now. Let's get to it. It's NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Drew Schammerhorn and the staff at Elite, they will take care of you.
Elsewhere in the league tonight, Coyotes visiting the Vancouver Canucks, who lead the Pacific Division with 104 points, five more than your Oilers. Golden Knights are 7 points back of Edmonton, still trying to clinch a wild card berth. The St. Louis Blues are 5 points behind the Knights, host the Chicago Blackhawks in the other game tonight. Preparations being made. I don't know how you would have missed this afternoon, but just in case an NHL team ends up in Salt Lake City sooner than later, prospective owner Ryan Smith soliciting public suggestions for a team name earlier this week. Utah Yetis has my vote. All this coming as the Coyotes are trying to win a land auction for a site to build a new arena, but we'd better talk to Elliot about this in a few minutes because the details got murky this afternoon. Bakersfield hosts San Diego tonight. They're hoping to wrap up this homestand with 3 of 4 possible wins. Red Deer and Saskatoon meet in game 1 of round 2 in the WHL Friday, and then game 2 Sunday in Saskatoon back at the Centrium next week. Teams off today at the Women's World Championship in Utica, New York.
All right. Well, I got to read you. Pierre LeBrun has put this out. It's a quote from NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly regarding the Coyotes and Salt Lake City speculation. This is from Bill Daly. The league is continuing to work on a solution to what has been a challenging and most difficult situation. But we are not in a position to comment beyond that. So we're working on things, but we have no official comment. Wow. That's good work for like a major federal political party with comments like that. Trust me. All right, let's get to it. It is time for the game day lineup report for McGuire Financial.
The Game Day Lineup Report is brought to you by McGuire Financial. Stick handle your way to financial success. For a free financial consultation, visit McGuireFinancial.ca.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to basically work as though we believe that Connor McDavid is not going to be in the lineup for the Edmonton Oilers, which means we are going to revert back to the lines that the Oilers ran yesterday, which is Leon Draisaitl up at center with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Zach Hyman. Draisaitl in his career with 10 goals, 25 points in 21 games against the Vegas Golden Knights. Adam Henrique yesterday at practice was centering Evander Kane and Warren Fogle. Ryan McLeod with Dylan Holloway with 10 goals, 16 points in 18 games in the minors, plus 7, and Corey Perry. The line of Holloway, McLeod, and Perry played roughly 40 minutes time on ice together already this season. And then Sam Carrick centering the fourth line with Janmark and Connor Brown. That, again, is based on what I saw yesterday and put out via Twitter in terms of the line combos. Ekholm and Bouchard. Matthias Ekholm, 6 goals, 24 points, leads all NHL defensemen in even strike scoring since the All-Star break. He's plus 25 during that time. And Evan Bouchard on the right side leads all NHL defensemen in scoring, 36 points in 31 games, plus 21 since the All-Star break. Not bad. Nurse and CeCe, Kulak and Dernay, and Stuart Skinner will start in goal. He's 3-1-1 in his career, 3.32 goals against average, and .880 save percentage against the Vegas Golden Knights. As Brendan mentioned, Vancouver with 104 points. Edmonton has 99. The Oilers have 6 games left. Vancouver has 4. So the Oilers have 2 games in hand. They got the game against the Canucks here on Saturday. L.A. is at 93 points. Vegas is at 92. If Edmonton were to theoretically win tonight, neither L.A. nor Vegas could catch them for second place. The Oilers come in 4th in the league in goals, 4-9th in the league in goals against, 4th in the league in the power play, 15th in the league in penalty kill, number 1 in shots for, 5th in shots against. Chris Knobloch is 44-15-4 as head coach. Edmonton has a plus 56 goal differential. The Oilers' home power play is 1st in the NHL at 33.6%. Their home penalty killing unit is 4th in the league at 85.7%. The Vegas Golden Knights, Bruce Cassidy winning the Stanley Cup, much to the chagrin of us all. I think it's got to be stated here in oil country last year. They run an excellent passive zone defense, plus 21 in goal differential. They're 18-16-6 on the road this year, 12th in goals for, 12th in goals against, 21st in the power play, 13th on the PK. Mark Stone, Alex Petrangelo, Nicola Waugh, William Carrier, and now Chandler Stephenson not available for the Golden Knights. They'll have Eichel up front with Barbashev and Jonathan Marchessault, who's a pending UFA. He's got 41 goals this year. Eichel in his career, 7 goals, 17 points in 15 games against the Oilers. Tomas Hertl just played his first game for Vegas in Vancouver the other night after being acquired in that blockbuster deal with the San Jose Sharks. Hertl will center Brendan Brisson and Amadio Eric Carlson in his 7th year. He's been there since day one, like Marchessault and Braden McNabb. William Carlson with Pavel Dorofeyev and Anthony Mantha, who's been pretty good this season. He's had a good year, 23 goals on the year. Howden with Cotter and Kolzar. Hanifin and Haig, McNabb and Theodore, Martinez and Whitecloud, and Aiden Hill's the expected starter, 1-1-1 and 2.13 goals against average, .918 save percentage. There you have it. It is 3:57 in Edmonton. That's head off to a Global News weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. Elliot Freeman with an update on Arizona and Salt Lake when we return on Oilers Now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.